So looking at the situation in Morocco, it's not a, not a country I'm overly familiar with. What's the kind of current stance on women's rights, women's equity in Morocco?
Yeah, so Morocco has made some progress on women's rights over the last two decades, but there still is significant inequality, and often the measures that have been introduced just don't go far enough. So to put that into context, historically, it has been a very conservative and patriarchal society, but key changes started to emerge in the early 2000s with an expansion of women's rights in marriage, including introducing a minimum age of 18, their access to no-fault divorce, as well as increased rights around things like guardianship and child custody. Now, in 2011, Morocco granted a constitutional guarantee for women's equality, and that saw 10% of seats in the House of Representatives reserved for women. And then just in the last couple of years, we saw violence against women finally criminalized. But unfortunately, that's an example particularly of the law not going far enough, because it doesn't explicitly outlaw spousal abuse or define the government's role in providing support to victims. So that's the broader reforms, but none of these have really addressed the range of poor outcomes for Moroccan women with regards to education and labour participation. And it's important to note as well that there is a big discrepancy between the rights and opportunities of women in urban areas versus rural areas. So, for example, in 2014, almost a third of urban Moroccan women were illiterate. And this figure increases to almost two-thirds for rural women, both of which are close to double that of men's equivalent figures. Women also have much lower labour force participation, last year sitting at just 21% in comparison to the global average of, I think, 52%. So despite the reforms over the last 20 years, there still is rampant gender inequality, and much more work needs to be done to progress women's rights in Morocco.
How do Abouz, I've watched this video myself, and she certainly seems a bold individual. She's got the swagger you would expect from a hip-hop artist. How does somebody like her coming out, sort of making this statement through music and talking about her experiences with rapping and such, influence some of the conversation in Morocco?
Yeah, look, I think it's extremely positive to see Huda Abouz rapping alongside men. And these are not just any men. These are really prominent figures in the Moroccan rap scene, as you pointed out. And I think this gives her an important element of recognition from some of, you know, what we could maybe see as the gatekeepers of Moroccan rap, giving her an added sense of legitimacy in her introduction to what is a male-dominated rap audience. So these rappers are essentially saying that this woman should be listened to. And Huda is then using that platform to launch her solo career and speak out against women inequalities. So this is a really big moment, I think, in terms of female empowerment and gender views in Morocco. Particularly, you know, as you pointed out, Huda has said that rap is still something that belongs to men in Morocco. And actually, most of her fan base are 70% men. So I think Huda is thinking about the long game in terms of trying to influence gender views and female empowerment in Morocco.
Well, it is interesting even just talking about it in regards to Morocco, because obviously something like, you know, the rap world, we do still think of as male-dominated, not just necessarily in Morocco, of course, but all around the world.
Exactly. I mean, as soon as you think or you say the word rapper, it's a male rapper that comes to mind. And that's something that she's getting increasingly frustrated with. You know, why does she have to be defined as a female rapper? Why can't she just be a rapper in that sense? So, yeah.
Do we see any other sort of pushback in Morocco in terms of, well, I guess, governmental forces looking at sort of the way in which free speech music like this might be policed?
Yeah, well, Morocco's government, I mean, according to the Freedom of the Press report a couple of years ago, it categorized Morocco as partly free in terms of freedom of speech. And there was a case, actually, I think last year, of a Moroccan rapper by the name of Nawi, who released a track that denounced the state of the country. He referenced state torture, drug abuse, and corruption. And he was subsequently fined and sentenced to a year in prison for those comments. So musicians, particularly politically conscious, politically active musicians, need to be really careful about what they say. You can't, for example, criticize the government. You can't criticize the king in any way. You can't talk about the conflict in Western Sahara or say anything really in support of Sahrawi independence. So, you know, there are a lot of kind of restrictions in Morocco around political speech and those sorts of freedoms of expression.
I guess this is why we have artists like this in the first place, to really push the conversation, push the limits of the conversation, depending on what is and isn't allowed. Rachel, thank you very much. Do appreciate you joining us and having a bit of a chat with us about this one this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, Sean.